Since the American military action in Afghanistan and the war in Iraq, many foreign governments and citizens have criticized the United States for displaying imperial ambitions. Weekend Edition commentator Diane Roberts is in England, and she says the colonies still have much to learn from more experienced empires.
Sure, we've got the military hardware and the swagger and the do-as-you're-told-it's-for-your-own-good thing. But we need to pick up the finer points of imperiality from some of the past masters. Take collecting, a thing all empires do. Americans go for Hummel figurines and beer cans from places we can't spell. We shell out for Gone with the Wind commemorative plates and Franklin Mint coins ordered out of the back of Parade magazine. Okay, it's a start. But a knick-knack cabinet full of small China children in aprons and Campuchian lager doesn't exactly scream, greatest nation on earth. Look at the Romans. In addition to collecting countries and column styles, they collected gods. The Roman Empire was like this all-you-can-eat religious buffet with Isis and Mithras, Minerva and Jupiter, Apollo and Jehovah, Epona and Zoroaster. Or check the British, possibly the greatest collectors in history, even though their country is only about 600 miles nose to tail. But look what they got themselves. Diamond mines, sugar plantations, all the coffee and tea they could use. A lot of nice old vases and carved pieces of marble from Athens. Mummies from Egypt, not just pharaohs, but alligator mummies, mummified bugs, mummified cats. Charles Darwin brought back suitcases full of leaves, shells, butterflies, birds, and small furry animals. Many British people in the 19th century had the sense to collect things they knew would soon be quite hard to come by, such as dinosaur bones, and shrunken heads, and dodos. When Britain was top empire, everybody collected everything. Tiger skins, palm trees, orchids, opiates, stuffed kangaroos, exotic pornography, obscure languages, pretty rocks, bits of interesting string. When Britain stopped being top empire, people had got so much in the collecting habit, they couldn't stop, even though they no longer had other countries to draw on. They carry on still, collecting the numbers on train engines or instances of nightingales singing. There is even a national rhubarb collection. It's clear we Americans are somewhat behind. But there's plenty of good stuff left. Maybe we should start with sand. I hear Basra sand is completely different from the kind you find at the ruins of Babylon.
Weekend Edition commentator Diane Roberts.